Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. It's great to have you here with us today. It is Friday, and I'd like to welcome you back. Just want to say that God's been doing a great work at our church. We're in the middle of a missions emphasis conference right now, and just a special time. God's been using the preaching and the missionary presentations. And those of you who have been praying, keep on praying. God's at work, and we want to see Him do more. We want to see the Lord strengthen our church in the area of missions. And the Lord can do great things. We know that, and He's got great plans. So keep that in mind. Let's go ahead right to our memory verse of the week, and it's Proverbs 12, verse 25. The Bible says, "Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad." One more time, Proverbs 12, 25. "Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad." Find somebody today that's struggling, maybe, or you just... You know, look at your neighbor today and say some kind words, and you never know how far that will go, how the Lord will use it. We're in Proverbs chapter 7 now, and Proverbs chapter 7 is a famous passage of Scripture. It's the passage in which we find the man void of understanding who, in fact, is drawn into the clutches of this evil woman the Bible calls an harlot. And I want to go ahead and read Proverbs 7 and verse 10. The Bible says this, "And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart." You know, as we approach this chapter, many times this passage is used, and we use it to speak to men about the dangers of following after an evil woman. It's about knowing what characterizes an evil woman. It's about the steps that this young man took or didn't take in regards to this venture that he finds himself in and influenced by. But, you know, there are many truths here that can be extracted as we follow those bad choices of the young man. But for today, I'd like to turn this around and speak to the ladies if I could. And I'd like us to take notice of one particular trait about this woman in our story. You know, the Bible says that she was using one particular lure to attract this young man. And understand this individual, this young man, is not the one who is completely controlling this situation. Okay, obviously he's in control of his own actions, but she is attributing to this in a big way. And there's one particular trait that I think that really propelled this very quickly into the situation that we find. So what is that? Well, the Bible tells us this, that this woman, as the verse states that we already read, she had the attire of an harlot. Okay, so this would indicate that a woman can indeed dress in such a way that would send this kind of a message. Ladies, I cannot overstate this. What you wear matters. Notice not only that she's dressing in a provocative way, in other words, she's drawing attention to herself, and she's trying to use her clothing as a means to accentuate certain things, and that's not right. And so she's wearing this an attire that would have been closely connected with that of a harlot in that day and time. Now, I want you to notice, ladies, the type of person that she is attracting by doing this, wearing this immodest clothing. Okay. In other words, the apparel was maybe it was too low, it was too high. Notice she's attracting again, but notice what the type of man that she's attracting in doing this and wearing this provocative clothing. The Bible calls the man here a man void of understanding. So in other words, this man is very foolish. This man is dumb in the sense that he's not thinking clearly, he's making bad choices, and he's got that written all over him. And now we find that, you know, this type of person is attracted to the type of lady here that is using her clothing to draw attention to herself in a wrong way. Now, I want to say this, ladies, because, you know, you may get attention by dressing immodestly, but the type of attention you will attract will not be the type of attention that will come from your perceived Prince Charming. Okay, and when I say Prince Charming there, what every young lady should be in prayer for and in search of when the time comes is a man that loves God with all his heart and wants to please the Lord in everything that he does. A man that is following the Holy Spirit's direction in his life and is living by the Word of God. You don't want to attract someone that is void of understanding, that lacks things in his knowledge, that is foolish in his actions. And yet, she makes this choice for herself, and what type of person does she attract? It's a man that is void of understanding. There's wrong on both sides here, but ladies, we're talking to you today, and simply put, the Bible says that she had an attire of an harlot. What you wear matters. Let's go ahead and mention the teenager of the day, and that is Jan. Pray for Jan today and ask the Lord to meet the needs of his life. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you later. Take care.